Hello, my name's Katie Brindle and welcome to Own Your Health. So today's episode, I'm wanting to talk about kintsugi for the soul. And before you're thinking, what on earth is she talking about? Let's go back. So the majority of my listeners and audience are women who are likely to be sort of transitioning through menopause. Now, not all of them, but most of them. And the first thing I want to talk about is that that moment, which is quite negatively portrayed at the moment, for good reason, okay, but nonetheless, misses a really lovely thing, which is in Chinese medicine, we call this moment of transition the second spring. And it's rather lovely because the concept of a second spring means rebirth, renewal, beauty. I mean, I'm delivering this in spring. Today is the first day of spring, actually. And you'll notice if you just look around you that everything's suddenly bursting into life. And it certainly doesn't look like an inferior bursting to, say, this time last year, or even a spring from before that. Each spring brings its own new beauty and energy, and it's as beautiful as the last. And it's the same for the human body. But one of the things, because there's quite a sort of negative portrayal of the aging process still, because at the moment we haven't yet fully learned how to live, and therefore the process of kind of what happens during our lifespan is not necessarily portrayed as brilliantly as it could be. But the concept of kintsugi is something that I like to talk to my audience about a lot. What is it? Well, kintsugi is an art form. It's a Japanese art form where they will take the pieces of something broken, normally something ceramic, and they will put it back together with a gold leaf kind of glue. And it's an art form. And when it's been put back together, it actually has the possibility of being more beautiful than it was in the first place. Now, there's a whole story about how that all came about, which is really rather beautiful, which I won't paraphrase here. But if you pop over to the website, there is a whole fact sheet all about kintsugi and how that is. OK, so you can just pop over there and read the full story because it's really lovely. But kintsugi for the soul is this concept that when something breaks, if it is understood and if there is a technique there to make it, to repair it, it actually has the power to be more beautiful than it was in the first place. And that can be applied to our lifespan, because as we enter into our second springs, once we learn to navigate and own our health correctly, we have the possibility of really being more beautiful than we were in the first place. And the reason why is because the likelihood is when we've been broken, it's because we are likely to have been tested. I like to refer to this as Earth School. And the thing about Earth School is that I think anyone sort of born in the late 20th century was likely to have been formed according to some sort of lies that were out there, which is you can buy happiness and that it's great to be young and that it's not so great to be old and that we get broken by things and that they're irreparable and that perhaps we have to have years and years and years of therapy in order to even remotely kind of come through the other side. And the truth is, actually, there is another way. There's another way available to us. And the Taoist masters call that emotional alchemy. Now, emotional alchemy is taking a negative, okay, pain, worry, fear, grief, anger, these kind of really dark energies that we experience whilst we're in Earth School. They're painful and they often break us. But they are alchemized. They are alchemized with higher energies, which is what I would call a divine dialogue, a superior narrative. So, for example, pain is alchemized by love. Worry is alchemized by trust. Grief is alchemized by gratitude. Fear is alchemized with wisdom. And anger is alchemized with compassion. And that these breakable moments in our life, which we all go through, because that is the truth, are actually our lessons. That is when our spirits are being tested to the highest possible frequency. Our metal is being tested. It's an expression. And your metal in Chinese medicine is your higher self. So your higher self, your spiritual evolution is being tested in Earth School at these moments of intense feelings, which can be intensely painful. And the reality is if we learn to transcend them with their higher frequency, which is the same, So anger is, it's like a paint card from Dulux. Okay, so anger is at the bottom, like heavy and dark. And then compassion is at the top. It's the same colour thread, but it's light in nature. And as humans, as we go through Earth School, we have the power to transcend one with the other. And that is the kintsugi. And that is how we start to piece the broken pieces back together again, so that they actually become your mature self. Because the concept is that in the 21st century, we are now likely to experience quite long lives. We have quite a long time in this form, in Earth School, in this embodiment of who you are. You are likely to be here. You have the capacity to easily be here for about 100 years now, if you manage things correctly and if you're relatively lucky. But the idea then is that that gives you a long time to practice. We call it the 10,000 hours of mastery. You've got 10, if you spend 3 hours a week focusing on this, it will take you 64 years. Give or take, that's a bit of Katie maths. It roughly is. It's 60, James is getting his calculator out. Go on. If you do 3 hours a week of practicing this stuff, no matter what, it's going to take you probably from listening to me telling it to you about 64 years to master it. Well, if you're in your 30s, you're okay. Yeah, 64 years. Everyone's got their calculators out now. Yeah, I hope
it
I'm
is,
right.
It is.
Yay! Yeah. Yay! Okay, so if you spend 3 hours a week thinking about this and going, okay, so my pain actually equals my gain. In fact, that may be the title for this whole thing. Pain equals gain. Because we've been taught to believe that pain is something to be avoided at all costs. Okay, we don't want pain. Buy your way out of it. That distract yourself out of it. Do all sorts of things out of it. Manifest your way out of it. But the reality is we learn from it. And actually pain, if handled correctly, is the opportunity for us to alchemize and to practice this kintsugi concept, okay, where we start to develop, and that is where we start to spiritually grow. And that, according to Taoism, is really what this is all about. And why am I talking about this in an Own Your Health podcast? Because if you listen to one of my earlier episodes, I was talking about the pyramid of health, which is, if you want to be healthy, you have your physical body at the bottom, your emotional body in the middle, and your spiritual body at the top. And you heal one with the, you kind of, for those of you just listening, I'm waving my arms around like a crazy woman right now. But basically what happens is you can maneuver one energy, can dilute into the other and vice versa. So what that means is if you work on your spirit, you can work on your emotions and you can work on your body and vice versa. So the idea is, as we start to understand that these painful tests that we all go through, which is the bottom of the Dulux colours, and it's dense and it's hard and it's negative and it's dark, okay, can ultimately, with practice, be transfused with their higher counterparts. And that's how you spiritually grow. And then you can work with your pain, because actually that is when you start to spiritually gain. And then in comes the gold leaf. You find yourself put back together again, not necessarily as something sort of damaged, which is probably the concept that you would have been damaged by these negative experiences earlier in life, that actually you're no longer damaged by them. In fact, you're not damaged by them at all. You're actually more beautiful because of them, because you've learnt, and you've learnt to alchemize, and you've learnt ultimately, which is the ultimate after 64 years of practice. Trust me, you can fast track it. Just listen to this podcast, folks. So what happens is you can actually alchemize these and stay in your higher self all the time. You never have to go through those experiences ever again. And I don't mean spiritual sidestepping where you go, oh, no, I'm not doing that. I'm just kind of like, no. You don't spiritually sidestep. You alchemize. You have to go into the shadow, into the darkness. You have to transfuse it with the light, and the light will always shine out of the dark. And that's the kintsugi. And ultimately, you can stay no matter what in your high frequencies. Kindness, compassion, forgiveness, unconditional love, trust, wisdom and gratitude. And with that, I shall leave you with this, which is, please follow me on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Please rate and review. You can also watch me on YouTube, and please comment on Instagram, Facebook and TikTok.
Own Your Health is a Viral Tribe production.